This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between March 1st and March 31st, 2024. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury starts March close to the sun and is unobservable. On the 6th, the sun sets at 5:54 p.m. PST, and Mercury sets in the west at 6:26 p.m. PST, 32 minutes later. The planet is 98% illuminated and 5.1 arc seconds wide. On the 24th, the sun sets at 7:08 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets at 8:39 p.m. PDT, 1 hour 31 minutes later, the maximum time between the two events for March. The planet is at magnitude -1.6, 47% illuminated, and 7.3 arc seconds wide. On the 31st, the sun sets at 7:14 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets at 8:30 p.m. PDT, 1 hour 16 minutes later. The planet is at magnitude 1.0, 20% illuminated, and 9.0 arc seconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises in the east-southeast at 5:17 a.m. PST on the 1st, and the sun rises at 6:21 a.m. PST, 1 hour 4 minutes later. The planet is 91% illuminated and 11 arc seconds wide. On the 31st, Venus rises at 6:04 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:41 a.m. PDT, 37 minutes later. The planet is 96% illuminated and 10 arc seconds wide. Mars moves from Capricornus the sea goat to Aquarius the water bearer on the 19th. On the 1st, Mars rises in the east-southeast at 5:06 a.m. PST, 1 hour 15 minutes before the sun rises. On the 31st, Mars rises at 5:17 a.m. PDT, 1 hour 24 minutes before the sun rises. Mars is 96% illuminated and 4.4 arc seconds wide, which is too small for anything on its disk to be seen. Jupiter is in Aries the Ram. On the 1st, Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at 10:32 p.m. PST. On the 31st, the planet sets at 10:02 p.m. PDT. The planet is 34 arc seconds wide. A magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn is in Aquarius the water bearer. The planet starts March close to the sun and is unobservable. On the 16th, Saturn rises in the east at 6:31 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 7:01 a.m. PDT, 30 minutes later. On the 31st, Saturn rises at 5:37 a.m. PDT, 1 hour and 4 minutes before sunrise. The planet is 16 arc seconds wide. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, may be seen with a magnification of 50 times. Uranus is in the constellation Aries the Ram. On the 1st, Uranus sets in the west-northwest at 11:12 p.m. PST. On the 31st, the planet sets at 10:20 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 10 minutes, and 44 seconds, with a declination of 17 degrees, 29 arc minutes, and 9 arc seconds. The disk of Uranus is 3.5 arc seconds wide, and so a magnification of 150 times is needed. Neptune is in the constellation Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Neptune sets in the west at 6:58 p.m. PST, 1 hour 8 minutes after sunset. On the 9th, the sun sets at 5:57 p.m. PST, and Neptune sets at 6:28 p.m. PST, 31 minutes later, and is too close to the sun through the rest of March. The last quarter moon occurs on the 3rd, new moon on the 10th, first quarter on the 16th, and full moon on the 25th. Daylight saving time begins on Sunday, March 10th at 2 a.m., All clocks must be set forward 1 hour, according to the saying, spring forward, fall back. spring begins in the Earth's northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern hemisphere at 8:06 p.m. PDT on March 19th. At this precise moment, when the sun reaches the point where the ecliptic crosses the celestial equator, it moves from south to north. The point where and the time when the sun crosses the celestial equator to the north is the vernal equinox. Spring ends with the summer solstice on June 20th. A penumbral lunar eclipse occurs on the 25th. The eclipse begins at 9:53 p.m. PDT and ends at 2:31 a.m. PDT, with mid-eclipse at 12:13 a.m. PDT. During a penumbral lunar eclipse, the moon travels through the outer, fainter portion of Earth's shadow and is not significantly dim as it would during an umbral eclipse, when the moon passes through the darker, umbral part of Earth's shadow. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.